This is KCUR 89.3. Last week, in an interview with the Kansas City Star, Kansas City, Missouri Police Chief Daryl Forte blamed what he called unreasonable fear by some officers for recent shootings around the country and talked of a problem with institutional racism. His comments infuriated the Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri police unions. KCUR's Laura Ziegler has been talking to community leaders who see this as an opportunity to work on the complicated relationships between communities and police.
On a sidewalk in a neighborhood just east of Prospect, Osco Bolton, a man who's seen his share of roughness at the hands of police, finished watching Chief Forte's videotaped remarks on his smartphone. What do you think?
I mean, I believe he said a mouthful.
Bolton says Chief Forte's remarks affirm the experience of others in the black community. In the interview, Forte, the first African-American police chief in Kansas City, admits he's been racially profiled, had his property damaged, and received hate mail. Bolton thinks for a minute and then adds this.
I think in the long haul, there's some things that should have been said, you know, maybe some years ago.
Bolton believes that if his friends had heard this from a police chief years ago, there might have been more trust. Lives might have been saved. But better late than never, he'll take the chief's comments and he'll talk about them. He has no formal platform, but he says he knows these neighborhoods well, and people who live here know him. He hears people talking about their rage toward police, about committing acts of violence. And Osco Bolton knows about violence. He was a young and powerful gang leader when someone sprayed his house with bullets in a drive-by shooting. That's why he's brought me here to this house. It's where his 11-month-old nephew was on the porch that day and was killed.
Coming here and knowing that my nephew bled on that porch right there, remembering those officers that came to the scene, that took care of my mother and took care of myself and secured my home for my family, reminds me why I do what I do.
Bolton worries recent violence against young black men elsewhere around the country has created a tinderbox here, an incident waiting to happen. I wanted to check this out with another community leader, so I brought Damon Daniel, the head of Ad Hoc Group Against Violent Crime, into our studio. I played a bit of Chief Forte's remarks.
Because there is an issue with too many African-American males being killed by police officers. And part of it, in my opinion, is unreasonable fear.
You know, I think that's the first time that I've heard a leader within law enforcement, particularly the chief of police of any city, really speak truth.
But as one who regularly attends funerals with grieving families, Damon Daniel understands the grief police departments feel when they lose one of their own, that they put their lives on the line every day. But he says there's another side to that story. African Americans have feared police going back hundreds of years, and for the first time in history, there's an organized effort by the black community to speak out loudly about their history of that fear.
I was at a community meeting not long ago, and someone said, they've never heard, whether it's been in the Eric Garner case or the Mike Brown case or the Tamir Rice case, that police honestly come out and say something could have been done differently there. At some point, you have to say, we need to make some changes and we can't just arrest our way out of it.
People in Kansas City haven't seen the kind of violence other cities have faced after the shootings by and of police. Ken Novak, who teaches criminal justice at UMKC, says we are doing better than many places, but we shouldn't be too confident. He says we need to look for more subtle ways to measure our success.
There are other more subtle ways to gauge engagement. Certainly the lack of rioting would be one thing, but hopefully there's other ways to gauge how much the police and the community come together in a preventative way.
In the wake of the strong reaction to his remarks, Chief Forte wrote on his blog that he understood the response of police unions. I respect those who serve and the labor organizations who represent them, he wrote. He went on to say, talking about these issues may be uncomfortable, but it is needed, so I will continue to have those discussions. The Ad Hoc Group Against Crime meets regularly with youth to talk about relations with police. Osco Bolton has organized a unity rally later this month. He's invited area police departments and community members to share tacos and hear music. But the prickly exchange between the chief of police and cops on the street raises questions about how much these efforts can do. Laura Ziegler, KCUR 89.3.